Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes, like a cancellation or refund on the $7.45. What is that for? I don't remember that.
I have to pull up your account, sir. May I have your zip code, please?
77583.
First and last name?
Ted Johnson.
Can you verify your shipping address, Mr. Johnson, for security purposes on your account?
3900 County Road 48, 154E, Rosella, Texas, 77583.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment. I'm looking over your account, see what's going on. It looks like you paid shipping and handling in the amount of $7.45, Mr. Johnson, on the 6th of December for a fuel saver.
Fuel saver?
Yes, sir. After doing a survey, they told you to pick a free gift. You picked the fuel saver. They shipped it out to you on the 7th of December. They also enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Store, which is an online store where they charged $49.97 a month. Your bank kept declining it, so they reduced the monthly amount to $14.95, and your bank has still been declining those charges ever since. They'll continue to charge you until you call it again.
I want a refund on it.
A refund on what? They didn't charge you, sir. And the shipping and handling, they sent you the fuel saver, which you paid the $7.95 for shipping. You received that. So that's not refundable.
Okay.
I can get it canceled out so they won't continue to bill you the $14.95 a month, though.
That I won't change.
Okay, just a moment. I have a cancellation number for you, Mr. Johnson, when you're ready.
You have my email? Do you have my email?
Yes, sir. I have JTHMO at Outlook.com, but they won't, I don't know if it's going to automatically send a cancellation number or not. I can try it, but I'm not sure. This is a third-party call center. Some of the vendors automatically send a cancellation confirmation email when the account is canceled. All of them don't, though.
I see another charge on 118 or 1495. What is that one?
That's for the monthly membership for the Factory Direct Store. The charge that I told you was $49.99, and they give you a $125 gift card. They attempted to bill you
that. They never got it. I want a refund on that.
They offer a 35% refund, sir.
They what?
They offer a 35% refund. So they have $14.95.
I should get a full refund.
I can all give you 50%. That's the highest they'll let us refund, sir.
Why? I never got it.
It's a membership, sir. That was back last month. They sent you a link to the email to access the... It's a mobile... I mean, it's actually a gift card for $125 they send you each month. You were supposed to be charging...
I never got it. I should get a full refund.
I can give you the link to the vendor. They don't let us give full refunds, sir. I can give you 50% back. That's the maximum they'll let us refund.
I don't like that because I never got the gift card.
Well, I can give you the link to the vendor, and you can request they ship it out to you. You did pay for it for the month of January. You can request that they send you the voucher if you still want to use it. Would you like the 50% refund, Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Just a moment. Okay, Mr. Johnson, thank you for holding. I refunded $747 back to your card. It'll be 3 to 5 business days before that money's back on your Visa card ending 3726. Now you will receive a cancellation confirmation email, sir, along with a refund confirmation. It takes 3 to 5 business days before you'll see that money back on your card, Mr. Johnson, and 24 to 48.
I'm not a DACA gift card.
I told you I could give you the email address to contact them and ask the request that they send it to you.
You don't have a phone number to them?
No, sir. You have to email them to request it.
Well, send it to my email then.
I can't send it, sir. You have to write it down. These are computer-generated emails. They don't email other email addresses to the customers.
Okay, what is it? Hello?
I hear you, sir. I'm pulling it up. It's the word support, all lowercase.
Letter by letter, please.
S is in Sam. U is in umbrella. P is in Paul. P is in Paul. O is in ostrich. R is in rat. T is in Tom. The at symbol. Then the word try. T is in Tom. R is in Ray. Y is in yarn. Shop. S is in Sam. H is in hair. O is in ostrich. P is in Paul. Unlimited.
Can you start,
U, umbrella.
Can you start from the at again, please?
The at symbol? Yes, it's the word try. T is in Tom. R, Y.
Why? Is that it?
No, sir. It's in the shop. S-H-O-P. Shop. S is in Sam. H is in S. Shop. S-H-O-P.
Dot what?
It's not. I'm not done. Then it's the word unlimited.
Unlimited?
Yes, sir. Then pro, P-R-O.
P-R-O.
Then the word deals. D is in David. E is in eel. A is in apple. L is in Linda. S is in Sam. Deals. .com.
Wow, that's a long email address.
Mm-hmm. You have it? So all together it's going to be support at try, shop unlimited, prodeals.com.
I think I need a longer paper. I don't think it could be that long. Could you please start off to the at again, please?
Yes, sir. Let me pull it back up just a minute. Okay, it's support at the word try, T-R-Y.
T-R-Y.
Shop, S-H-O-P.
S-H-O-P.
Unlimited, U, umbrella. N, Nancy. L, Linda. I, Ice. M, Mary. I, Ice.
Oh, you're going too fast now. I got U-N-L-I.
M is in Mary.
M,
I is in Ice.
I.
T is in Tom.
T.
E is in Echo.
E.
D is in David.
D.
Unlimited. Then the word
pro.
Yes, sir. P-R-O. Then D as in David.
D.
E as in Echo.
E.
A as in Apple. L as in Linda.
Linda.
S as in Sam. .com.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, just email them and tell them you need them to resend your voucher for your $125 gift card, sir.
But isn't there something else I need to add to that?
No, sir.
Account number or something?
No, sir. They'll recognize your email.
The Outlook email, okay. I better put that below. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.